6:50. Wake up Kenosha with Bill and Pete. Wednesday morning, May 6th, 2020. Well, Wednesday morning means we are joined by Sherry Stoka from Wayless MD and Wellness. Sherry, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty well myself today. I always give some spiel about caffeine and that combining to be awake by this stage of the morning. So similar story to that, like there is all the time. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, at least we have sunshine to wake up to today.
Yes, that's nice. I wish I still had an outdoor weather window to look at, but I'll have to live vicariously through your view of the sunshine this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we are going to talk, of course, we talk about weight loss, Wayless MD and Wellness, but we're going to talk about and make this probably a regular occurrence in these segments, some success stories from Wayless MD and Wellness, because I find that people find those the most inspirational when trying to get started in their own weight loss journey. So you have a recent one for us today, correct?
Yeah, and I really wanted to talk in more detail about this one. But again, you know, to reiterate what you said, we really want to show people that, you know, weight loss is more than just, you know, the calories and the exercise. You know, we really strive to get the body into a healthy state in order for people to maintain healthy weight. So this one was very interesting, and I think a lot of people can maybe relate to it. So yeah, excited about this one.
So cholesterol is this case study. How important is it? The question we're looking at, the overall question. Now, the information you gave me on this particular patient, a 45-year-old man, presented as healthy, normal weight, former college and pro athlete, as a matter of fact, but came in with high cholesterol. So what was this patient starting? And then once you got through your program, the finishing cholesterol levels, what was the starting point?
Yeah, if we're just going to focus just on the cholesterol, so because that definitely was his main concern. And if people are pretty familiar with cholesterol levels, a normal range is 180 to 200. Mm-hmm. Anything less than that is not good. Anything more than that is just basically telling your body that something's going on. There's some type of stress in the body. And his was the highest that we've seen. It was over 300. And so we kind of knew that there was something else going on because, again, he looked healthy.
Right. And obviously an athlete for a long time, it sounds like. So that's, you would think athletic, you think, well, everything is going on fine, but apparently not once you ran the test. Now, once you saw that those levels were so high, you got him started on one of your programs.
Yeah. So we started him on our HCG program. So he did 5 weeks of HCG. We also did one of our specialty tests called the cardiometabolic test, and this really looks more in-depth into risk factors associated with heart disease. You know, he had this heart disease, these risk factors in his family, so we thought, you know, let's look a little bit deeper. There might be something else going on. So he was on HCG for 35 days. We did the test. We found out the test results. And his results after 5 weeks were so significant.
Wow.
Everything normalized. And I'm not going to get into obviously all of those other risk factors, but what we found in the tests that we did, the cardiometabolic test, was that he had these elevated levels of what's called homocysteine. And homocysteine, if your body cannot clear that, then it basically just breaks down your blood vessels. And until you can kind of get that removed and clear it, you know, he was at such a risk of having a stroke or just dying of a heart attack because the levels showed that there was progression already.
Wow.
So we were able to obviously address the actual issue that was causing the high cholesterol. So after, you know, 5 weeks, we can get into like his weight loss and all of that. But his cholesterol normalized to 200 after 5 weeks. His homocysteine went normal. So these are significant, you know, these were this was so significant because he struggled with this for a long time.
So you got him in there, the HCG. I guess what sticks out to me is that was 5 weeks. People think that this is something that's going to take a good chunk of their life, but actually this is something that you can turn around relatively quickly, it sounds like. How on this program are you able to control the numbers so quickly?
Well, anyone who has heard me speak about HCG is a game changer for weight loss because it does so many different things in the body. And it rebalances and it basically kind of resets many different systems. And so we kind of knew that that was going to be the program that he should go on because we really wanted to address, you know, some of the visceral fat, which is like the deeper belly fat.
Oh, yeah. My old nemesis.
Yeah. The what?
I said my old nemesis, the visceral fat.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's really the majority of people that come in. And so I did want to kind of, if we have enough time, just kind of go through a couple of the results that he had. Mm-hmm. Because it was just significant. The weight was 9 pounds. So that does not seem like a lot because, again, this is the benefit of doing the in-body and looking at the full body composition. So it was a 9-pound weight loss. He lost 19 pounds of fat, if that makes sense, but it'll make more sense because he gained 8 pounds of muscle.
There it is. Yep.
So in that 5 weeks, his entire metabolic health had changed. And how he feels now is just, you know, like a completely different person.
Well, and I've said it, you know, I was saying it last night. This is not just take a bunch of pills and see us in the morning. This is in-depth stuff. And you're right with the in-body test. It works wonders because you get on your $20 or $10 scale from the big box store and it might tell you your neighborhood of what your weight is, but there's so much more going on inside, and it's great to see those benefits. And this was, you were telling me, Sherry, a pretty personal case for you, right?
Yeah, this person was actually my husband.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, you know, and I tell him this all the time, I thank God every day that he decided, you know, he wasn't just going to ignore the fact that this was, you know, he knew he had high cholesterol for a long time. And I knew at, you know, the point of his life, he'd be ready and he'd say, okay, let's start addressing this. And honestly, I mean, if we hadn't done this test, if we didn't look into this further, he could have been one of those people that you hear about, you know, they dropped dead of a stroke or heart attack. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but I think about that a lot. So I just, you know, people really, I think the main point here is if you have, you know, you had your cholesterol levels checked at the doctor, don't just let them say everything was normal. Look at your cholesterol levels. If it's high, your body is telling you something. And if it's low, your body is telling you something. So again, the ideal range is 180 to 200. Anything outside of that, you really should be looking deeper because it's not just about avoiding cholesterol in the diet. I mean, we know that doesn't work at all.
Yeah, right.
So right. That's really the whole point.
Sherry Stoka, Wayless, MD and Wellness, inspiring stuff. If people want to get more information, set up that risk-free consultation. What's the phone number?
We are at 262-226-2046.
Very good, Sherry. Great information. Good stuff. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.